And please help me welcome our speaker tonight, Dustin from Monmouth County, New Jersey. Sean.
Hey, everybody. I'm Dustin. My name is Sean. I'm an alcoholic. Thank you. I don't mind people calling me out of my name. I actually worked at a middle school, and for 4 years, and the janitor called me Chris, and it had been going on for so long that I was just like, well, I guess I'm Chris. I'm an alcoholic. My name is Sean. I have a sobriety date. It's December 7th, 2008. I have a home group. It is Solution on the Shore in Neptune, New Jersey. We meet at 8 p.m. on Saturday nights, it's at 858 Old Corley's Avenue. It's been my home group for a while now. Probably for most of my sobriety. And I'm really grateful to have a home group where people know me and I can be accountable. I couldn't really imagine being anywhere else on a Saturday night. It's just kind of one of the things I've done for my sobriety. I have a sponsor. His name is Jimmy. He's in that area. I'm here to talk about me tonight, right? I'm here because of AA. The only thing I did to get here is really royally screw up my life. That's like, I'm really good at that. I'm not good at putting the pieces together. I really don't know what my life would be without AA. For me, how did alcoholism start, right? I just want to thank you guys for inviting me. I know I was an alcoholic since I was a kid. I know that my parents were like probably thinking like, oh no, like there's something wrong with this kid. Kindergarten, I was, getting, sent home with pink slips. They called my parents in to the principal's office. The teacher's there and she's saying, Sean said that he's staying up all night smoking cigars, drinking beer with his dad, and watching The Terminator. Like, that was like a bad movie. It was like edgy when I was a kid. Like, oh my God, The Terminator. But yeah, that was, put it simply, I didn't know how to act right. I saw everybody else kind of being who they were, and I was just trying to figure out, I think I was just more concerned with, like, how do I get people to like me, or, something that I heard a lot growing up was, Sean, what were you thinking when you did that? I really, and from the time I was a little kid all the way, to being in the principal's office, to being in front of the police, the judges, all the different people that were trying to help me, like, what were you thinking? Like, and the best I could really come up with was it just seemed like a good idea at the time. Like, I really don't know, that's the kind of thinking that I had, pretty much throughout. I was probably a pretty happy kid. My whole family is alcoholics, and I'm really blessed to say I don't think anybody in my family is active anymore. We're all in AA and sober, which is like such a blessing. My whole family is alcoholics, and I can't blame anybody for my alcoholism, but I remember at some point during my childhood, not being okay. That's the best way I can explain it. you know, being really unhappy, and, you know, everybody trying to help me and just be, you know, I went to a lot of different professionals, like, you know, psychologists, psychiatrists, you know, counselors, guidance counselors, just getting in a lot of trouble, and for these people trying to help me, you know, and, I did not get any relief from that. When I got my relief was the first time that I picked up a drink when I was 14 years old. You know, I tried lots of, you know, prescription medicine, and I'm not, you know, today I work in the medical field kind of anyway, and, you know, I understand like the value of a lot of that stuff. I'm just saying for me, that stuff didn't work for me because I think what I was suffering from, looked a lot like bipolar, looked a lot like depression, like manic, all of that stuff. But the only time I ever got relief was when I picked up that drink. And I knew, I was like, this is it. You know, 14 years old, I was like, hallelujah. Like, I just need to go back to the psychologist, doctor, whoever, and tell him this is what, I'll be okay if I can do this. And that's the way I drank, you know. From that point on until, you know, I got sober, until it stopped working. So that's the effect that alcohol had on me. And I don't think that's the effect that alcohol has on everybody. You know, like regular drinkers, it's like, yuck, you know what I mean? You know, I guess I'll do this at New Year's again. But for me, it's like, it's life or death. It's like, I can't stand being myself and being in my skin without it. So I discovered that drink at 14. I mean, I might have sipped it before then. My family's alcoholic. I grew up in, you know, my father being an active alcoholic. And I always remember looking at what that did to, you know, my father and my mother's relationship and, you know, our family, active alcoholism. He identifies as an alcoholic and, you know, he's sober today, which is just a blessing. But I remember just looking at that and being like, I don't want to be like that, you know. I don't, you know, I really despised, you know, alcoholism. I got a first-rate education in it. I knew about alcoholism. I went as a kid, like, before I ever picked up a drink, I was at Al-Anon meetings with my mother. I was at Alateen meetings, you know, with other kids. And, you know, I kind of, you know, I learned what they tell you there. It's like, you know, like, it's not his fault. It's the disease. And, you know, so I kind of understood that, and I didn't want that, you know. I had a really big resentment with alcoholism. But when I found out what it did to me, it didn't matter. It was like, you know, I really, you know, I understood instantly, like, what this can do for me. And really, my idea of alcoholism was, you know, the guy panhandling under the bridge, you know, people pushing around their belongings and shopping carts and stuff, you know. I was, you know, I went to school in the city area, a big college town, and there's like two views of alcohol. I can look back on it now. It's like all the kids are like partying and, you know, having a lot of fun, but then there's, you know, people like drinking out of brown paper bags. And so those people, those were the alcoholics. I didn't think the type of drinking I was doing was alcoholic. So, you know, I was in denial about, you know, the way I drank for a long time. It didn't, you know, I didn't see the connection. I just thought, you know, it's okay to like have a tall boy and smoke a joint or whatever, you know, like, That's what a kid my age do. And you know what? I did have a lot of fun for a long time. But, you know, alcohol, you know, the book talks about, like, alcohol ceases to be a luxury. like, I really related to that a lot. you know, the progression of my disease was, you know, I did a lot of drinking in high school. I did not graduate high school, and then I continued to drink, tried to hold down jobs. The trajectory of my life was really like, just like, if you point a gun at the ground and just shoot it, you know what I mean? Like, that's like, I was going nowhere fast. You know, like, that's the type of drinking I did. I was never a successful, drinker. I would go to meetings and, you know, later on and hear people talking about, like, oh, I just had some white wine with dinner and I found out I was getting two bottles instead of one. And it was like, the type of drinking I did towards them was not normal. And really, I sacrificed everything, everything to do it like that. That doesn't mean that you're not an alcoholic if you drink the way I do. I mean, what I would soon learn is, you know, that the alcoholism for me was, you know, me getting the comfort from taking a drink, you know, feeling okay with myself. And then, you know, when I stopped drinking, that's when everything started to run amok in my head. You know, I started to have problems when I wouldn't have the drink. I mean, the consequences, I mean, those stacked up after a while, but, you know, me without a drink is a lot scarier to me than spending the weekend in jail or, dropping out of high school or losing a job. I can't deal with what's going on inside of my brain when I'm not, without a drink. So I was really going nowhere fast. Having a lot of fun doing it. I started to accept a lot of things into my life that weren't normal, right? Like, I think on my 18th birthday, I got a walking while intoxicated. I was like, you know, the cop brought me home. And my dad was just like, oh, thanks for bringing him home. And he looks at him, he's like, no, we booked him. He handed him the green sheet. And that's the type of concept. So it was like kind of silly at first, you know. So that, you know, I guess that wouldn't be too bad. But, you know, I had a lot of opportunities as a kid. You know, I remember being on the track team and then, you know, not even trying, like, running around the field and the track coach just being like, oh my God, you're going to get a scholarship to wherever you want. And then all of a sudden I'm smoking weed before the practice. And it's like, oh, you know, like track isn't so important. You know, I'd rather hang out with my friends and, you know, drink. And, so, you know, for me, it ended up, a series of events happened. I was, like I said, I was in complete denial about my drinking. I was working at UPS, and it's like a union job, right? Like, it's really hard to get fired from UPS. And I'd been there for like 2 years and or about 3 years. And I remember they walked me in. It was like I had been on so many debacles there. Like I remember coming to in my truck, like, and looking in there, and there was just like boxes scattered everywhere. You know, like 3 o'clock in the morning. That's when I started drinking in the morning because, you know, this guy gives me a ride home. And he's like, hey, you want a beer? And it's like, well, I guess, you know, it's not really morning. If I've been up since 2 o'clock, it's all right to have a beer at 9. It's like the end of the day. So my drinking started to really, progress. And I think when I started to realize, you know, I was dating this girl. So I guess she was like, you know, just having, I guess, a fun time with me. I don't know. My dad was later to say, like, everybody likes to go to the carnival. Nobody wants to live there. And so she was like, I knew her from middle school, right? And I would get like little glimpses of like how my drinking wasn't normal. I knew her from middle school, and we were like seeing each other. And by seeing, I mean like she was going to college in New York, like Ivy League school. And during the summer, you know, she would hang out and we would, you know, party or whatever. And I remember, you know, at the end of this one summer, after hanging out with me for the whole summer, she was like, I think I need to quit drinking. And like, I kind of looked at it like, oh, you know, that's weird because like, I don't think, you know, there's nothing wrong with the way that we're drinking or whatever, but you know, I didn't see her after that. You know what I mean? And, I started, you know, to see like these people that were like doing things with their life, and it was like I was just like wasting my life away. I was really, you know, just existing to drink. So yeah, I lose that job at UPS, you know, I get fired, you know, I was living with my dad and we were both drinking and we had all sorts of incidents involved with that. I get a job at a hotel, and it was like, for an alcoholic, it's like really awesome to work at a hotel, especially when they give you the keys to the whole place. Cause it wasn't like, you know, like the DoubleTree or the Marriott, it was like a welfare motel. And, people, like, they'd have all these contractors come in, and, you know, they would be drinking there, I guess, for jobs and everything, and I had the keys to the place, so, like, I would get to, like, go in there, sneak a couple beers out of this room, go in there, sneak a couple beers out of this room, and, you know, so it was really kind of sad, but I was just working there and drinking there, and, you know, it really ends in New Brunswick for me. It's like where, during this whole time, I'm thinking to myself, like, maybe drinking is a problem, maybe I should stop, and I'd like kind of wander into meetings, it started to become clear to me that I was powerless, you know what I mean? Like, I would try to stop here and there, and it was like Little Orphan Annie, right? It was like, tomorrow. I'll just, you know, quit tomorrow. I have all this stuff, you know, I'm going to do it tonight, you know? And then tomorrow I won't have any alcohol or anything to use. I'll be fine, you know? And I just played that game all the time. I would, like, pretend like I was in control of my drinking, you know? But I was making a choice about, like, oh, I'm not going to, you know, it's a waste of money or, you know, whatever. So I'm, you know, the end of my drinking, I'm in this New Brunswick, the big college, you know, Rutgers and all that, big party town. So it's like, you know, I grew up drinking there from when I was in like high school. And, towards the end of my drinking, it was like, it was just kind of sad because I'd be crashing the same house party for like, and watching generations of like college students like come and leave. Like I walk in there like it was my house, you know what I mean? Like, but it was bad. I was like in a flop house and, you know, really it took me, it was really dark and it was really, lonely and it was kind of scary, you know, like, the first time I was arrested and put into the county jail. I mean, not a big deal. And today, I'll tell you later. The first time I was put in there, I was terrified. You know what I mean? Like, I was just like, this is not good, you know? The second time I get in there, they're like, Alan, what are you doing back here again? Oh, all right, Sean, sorry. Cut that out. What are you doing in here again? You know, like father, like son. And, you know, it wasn't so bad. It's like, okay, I'm gonna, you know, drink this crappy coffee and play cards. And the third time, it was just like summer camp, you know, like we're telling stories at night and, you know, yeah, it was. So, like, I really, you know, I accepted all these terrible things.